Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Porter Vaughn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Porter Vaughn. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello takes first base on ball four. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locatello moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Locatello moves to third. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Locatello scores. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Judnick moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Judnick scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lobbs trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Lobbs, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Farrell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Gale House covering. Safe. Hayes moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Locatello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Lobbs scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Locatello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Miles hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gailhouse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Al Brancato. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Pete Suter. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Collins reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Browns. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Porter Vaughn. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.